At FedEx, we're making reusable packaging our priority because Earth is our priority. Our goal is to be carbon neutral by 2040. We call it Priority Earth. FedEx, where now meets next.
Are you on the hunt for some amazing, ethically sourced, and sustainable body care products to help you calm the F down? Rebels and Rouge is an online store that provides quality bath products to help you stay on your self-care routine. Whether you want to slay the day away or just sit alone and take in the calm, Rebels and Rouge have what you need. Check out their Instagram, at Rebels and Rouge Co., or visit their site, rebelsandrouge.com, to see all the goodies they have to offer. Links are in our description box below, so definitely give them a look.
The Oracle Network.
Due to the mature content of this program, listener discretion is advised.
For tuning back into the Depth of Darkness, the podcast that dives deep into all things dark and wrong in this world. We're your host, as always. I'm Mandy.
And I'm retired Major Huge Ass. Coming at ya! In your face!
Oh, yes. For all you freaks out there that love farts in your face. There are people who enjoy it. So, with that being...
They like it rough.
They like it rank. With that said, everybody, I bet you can guess what this episode's going to be about. Guess. Just take a guess. Creepy kinks. Kinky creepy kinks. Nothing better than a good creepy kink. So,
yeah.
You guys know we've covered some really dark topics the past few episodes, so we kind of wanted to go a little bit more lighthearted this time around, and just a little bit. Just a little bit. So don't get too excited. Although some of you might, if you fall on this list of creepy kinks, you might enjoy it a little too much. So we all know.
Keep your hands on the keyboard.
Yeah, you perverts. But we all know everyone has their own kink. You know, everybody has their own fetishes and preferences. You know, we're not going to ick your yum, but
no.
It drives them wild, and you know that may make others cringe. So, and that's actually exactly what we'll be discussing today. Some weird-ass kinks that you may or may not have heard of. So we accumulated, if I said that right the first time, all of the fetishes on this list from a few different sources, which I'll mention as I go through it, all of which will be listed down in the description box if you want to view them a little bit more thoroughly. You know, don't worry. We won't judge you if you want to look a little further. That's all right. Go down that rabbit hole, boo-boo. So, to start off, this is number one on my list. Not in any specific order, but it's the first one I listed. So here we go. You know, I'm sure most of you have heard of fetishes revolving around farts. You know, I'm sure some of you assume that we have fetishes for farts. But you know what? Don't get too excited. Oh, I love it. Yes. But that's a rank one. But it's also, it has a name. There's a scientific, I think, term for it. It's called eproctophilia. But this first fetish, it really takes the cake in comparison. And it's no pun intended, trust us. This first creepy kink I wanted to mention is referred to as quote-unquote, cake farts. Yeah, you heard that right. And it's basically, ooh. Oh, I love it. It's where a female proceeds to sit on a cake, a delicious, freshly made cake, and then proceeds to fart on it. It's that simple. And as odd as offensive as it may be to those who would have much rather eaten the cake, and I know some of you sick bastards probably still would get your face all up in that fart cake. You know, apparently it gets some people going in the weirdest of ways. So that was my first one. Take it away, Hugh, with number two, literally.
You bet.
Oh, yeah.
The next creepy kink really screws the pooch. Or maybe the chicken. Ugh. Known as the sodomy, or sex with birds,
nice.
This fetish is just that. This is where you sick bastards get off on screwing a bird, most commonly a chicken, and before you ask, unfortunately this act of bestiality does in fact kill the animal. Ugh. Why this arouses some, I have no idea.
Yeah, bastards.
I think you do.
Yeah, you sick bastards! Ugh, Peter, where are you? Where are you, huh? Get on that. Number three on our list. This next one is more commonly known, but it still made its way on our list because it's weird as fudge! And that is adult babies. Yeah, it's weird as shit. This kink is where someone dresses and acts like a baby, and this is known as infantilism. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but that's what it is. Infantilism.
Close.
It is most commonly reported to be pursued by middle-aged men around 38 years old, generally who are well-educated and who are in a steady relationship, or possibly married, believe it or not. They take on the persona of a baby to the extreme by drinking from bottles, acting helpless and in need of constant attention and care, and not to mention, yeah, they wear diapers. Their significant other will play the role of the caregiver by feeding them, cooing sweet nothings into the baby man's ear. And yep, you guessed it, sometimes even changing their pack diapers. You know, that's some serious role play if I've ever seen it. Yeah.
You bet.
You naughty baby, I'm just gonna change your poopy diaper. Who's your good baby? Who's your good baby? I'm a good baby! Ah, so gross. Can you just imagine? Ugh. That's some dedication in a relationship if the significant other's all for it. Like,
bizarre.
Yeah, let me change you, man, baby. Let me change that diaper. You've been a bad baby. I'm going to spank you. I digress.
That's where it really gets weird.
God. Where?
See the kid with like a baby Huey headgear thing going on.
Oh, God.
All right, let's discuss a little fun thing.
What?
Let's discuss a fun little kink known as mucophilia.
Ugh, sounds
Can
gross.
You guess what that is?
Hmm.
Mucophilia is the sexual arousal from sneezing.
Nice.
Yes, sneezing. According to an article titled, 8 Weird Fetishes That Really Exist, taken from NewYorkDailyNews.com, sneezing has an orgasmic-like quality to it. It's a loss of control. An explosion. There it is. A little late on that one.
Ugh.
And it's a relief, which in a way parallels coming. I don't think one has to imagine too particularly much about the idea of being associated with an erotic experience. So there you have it. Keep an eye out for some weird looks the next time you sneeze.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh.
You bet.
It's you. Oh. Some guy just walking around with a big
all up
chub.
In there.
Yeah, I love that. All right, guys, this next kink definitely is not my cup of tea, but apparently it's much more common than you might think. And that's a little fetish termed foot hookers. Oh, yeah. Now, this is where men and sometimes the occasional woman might pay an exorbitant amount of money to worship someone's glorious feet, from washing them to touching them to sometimes even licking them. Sucking on them toes real good. Actually, I know there's people who, there's like websites dedicated to it, to foot fetishes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, maybe I should do that and just, you know, ASMR style, just squish things that make gross sounds like oatmeal and Jello and just, you know.
Yeah.
I know somebody out there, it's going to drive them wild.
Walking through turds.
This one's for all you extra kinky, stinky freaks out there.
Oh, it's got corn in it.
Oh, God. Just let's keep going. This is nasty.
Yeah. Go on. Go on to the next one. Objectum sexualis, or the sexual attraction to inanimate objects, is something that is found among men and women alike.
Oh, I can't get enough of it.
From a woman who married the Eiffel Tower, another who had a sexual relationship with a bow and arrow for several years, and another who had an odd arousal to several amusement park rides. Okay. It's safe to say this kink is definitely loaded, and that tends to cause some to load their pants on several occasions. Kinky.
Now that's kinky.
Yeah. Bringing it.
That's nice. Now, have you guys ever wondered what it's like to be in the sack with Quasimodo? You know, the little deformed guy from Hunchback.
I'm sure that crosses everyone's mind from time to time.
He's from Notre Dame. You know, or to shag one of those backwoods characters from The Hills of Eyes. We know you guys have pondered it. Like, I'd love to get that one in the sack. I haven't either. You know, I don't know about you, but I haven't. But there are some few people out there who do. They do want that. And it's referred to as teratophilia, which is the sexual arousal or attraction to deformed or monstrous people or things. That's kinky.
Those 3 a.m. Those 3 a.m. people in the bar.
Hey, baby. Yeah. That drives me wild. Oh.
What do you say, love? Want to go home and get one on?
Fancy a shag, do we?
Yeah.
You're just like
Get
dead
the
silent.
Glasses on the telly at home so I can't tell if it's worth it.
Oh, your name's Quasimodo. You're just going to be great in the sack. Let's do it, love.
I can't imitate his voice. I wish I could.
Let's do it, baby. Oh, God. All right, let's just move on to the next one. There's plenty more for here.
The next one. Alrighty, last kink on this list is definitely one to ponder. We've heard of people having fetishes with all kinds of bodily fluids, but this one has got to be the mother of them all. It is the sexual arousal from shit.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, according to an article titled Top 10 Weird Fetishes from Around the World, taken from listontap.com, coprophilia, cropos equals excrement, and philia equals love, is an unusual fondness towards feces or excrement. As weird as it may sound, these people do find sexual arousal and pleasure from feces.
I'm not getting aroused.
And
I'm
enjoy
just
watching other people defecate or defecating on them on others themselves. Ugh. They may also like the smell, taste, or texture of feces.
Oh, ick.
This may also include coprophilia. Coprophagia, which is the consumption of fecal matter.
No thanks.
And can lead to serious health risks, you think?
Ugh,
another form of coprophilia may be urolagnia, which is when a person derives sexual arousal and pleasure from urinating on others or watching others urinate.
Oh, yeah.
It is also known as water sport or golden showers.
Yummy.
That's tasty.
Have you ever... Okay, this is so gross, but it was viral, like, years back. It was two girls, one cup. Have you ever seen that? I unfortunately did, and I'm ashamed of myself. It starts off like you would think, oh, these are just two women hooking up, and then all of a sudden it turns real weird. This girl, she holds up a cup under the one girl's butt and right in the cup, and then they proceed to, like, snack on it.
Gross.
And most people are like... You know, me included, I'm just like so grossed out. And then knowing that there's other people who enjoy it, I'm like, no, that's gross. There's probably a market out there.
So did they like use a spoon or just their fingers?
Oh, the one girl was like moving it all in her mouth and just really going to town on it. I'm just like over here. Eh. I made my cousin sit down and watch it with me. And she's like, what did she eat? I'm like, just keep watching. Just keep watching. It gets good. Yeah. She's like, I'm going to puke. That is so gross.
That shit's fantastic.
That's shit-tastic. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, that just made me think of that. You know, people with shit fetishes, you know, that one takes the cake, quite literally.
Yeah.
And like the fart cake
it's
one.
It's crap-tastic.
Yeah, crap-tastic. But, I mean, everybody, that's it for the list. But wasn't that just an educational list? What do you guys think? Do any of these kinks apply to you? We want to know.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Get out there and do your homework.
Yeah.
And then let us know in the comments.
Did you get a little chub or, you know, a little excitement while you were hearing us talk about these weird kinks? Because I'm sure some of you did. It's okay. No judgment.
Something's going on.
That's all right. Everybody has their own, you know, taste. If you're not hurting anybody, you're not, you know.
Their own taste.
Yeah. Literally. But with that said, before we close out the show, you know we have one last thing to molest your ears with. Guess what it is? We're diving all kinds of deep into those closing statements, so buckle up. If you enjoy our show and want to help spread that dark cheer all over the place, like diarrhea, then definitely share our episodes with your family and friends on social media and word of mouth. All that oral action really gets us going, you know. We know you do.
You bet.
Fits perfectly with this creepy kinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can also leave us
cake farts.
Oh, I love those cake farts. You can also leave us a rating and review on Apple iTunes to help spread the dark love even further. Seriously, guys, go give us a review on Apple iTunes. We want to know that there's actually people out there who enjoy our show. We got some really good positive reviews.
After a show like this, come on.
Yeah, every time we get a review.
We're talking about Quasimodo.
Yeah. That's,
you know, come on.
Yeah.
Who else will do that?
I don't know. I've never heard people talk about this before, so maybe we're first. I don't know.
We need to get, like, some drawings or something and post those.
Some fan art of Quasimodo sex. Gross. Oh, yeah. Ugh. Draw it up for us, folks.
Maybe we can have him taking a dump in somebody's mouth or something.
Oh, God. Ick. But, yeah, I mean, if you guys really enjoy our show, it really helps us out if you go leave us a review. Honestly, me and Hugh talk about it. Anytime we get a new review, we're all like, ooh. Giddy, you know. Also, we got a new idea.
We
break
out
ourselves.
Break out the Johnny Walker Blue.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, anytime you leave us a 5-star rating or review, all you guys have to do is either email us, depthofdarknesspod@gmail.com, or on our social Instagram, because currently that's all we have. Send us a DM on Instagram. It's DOD_pod. Let us know that you left us a review. Send us a screenshot of it, and we'll send you a sticker. We did have a giveaway recently on Instagram, so anybody who's listening, if you aren't following us on Instagram, I highly recommend it, because we post all of our updates and all that good stuff on there, more so than always verbally on just our normal platform here. So definitely follow us again, DOD_pod. Get on it.
You bet.
But going off of that, there's one last thing you can do to support our show, if you feel so inclined, and that's becoming a patron. If you want to get exclusive access to additional content, some awesome merch, and a whole bunch of other incentives you won't get anywhere else, then definitely give our Patreon tiers a look. Our tiers start off at just $1 a month, so there's an affordable option for everyone. There really is. $1 a month is not going to break the bank, and you're going to get at least, yeah, that's right. At least, I don't know what sound effect you're playing in the background there. He was just like, ging, 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 ging. What the hell? But you're going to get at least 4 extra episodes a week at the lowest tier, plus additional goodies. And the higher the tier you go, the more goodies you get. So it's definitely worth checking out. So look down below. Go do it. But with that said, everybody, that's all for this week's episode. Thank you again for tuning in to The Depth of Darkness. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated. And right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry before they're all gone.
The been thinking about McDonald's all day, can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.